Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. And today I'll be doing something a little bit different. I'm just going to go over some of my favorite paranormal fiction. Mostly books, a couple of movies, and then of course reading in the chat if there's anything that happens in there. So, as always, to find all the episodes and links to social media and ways to donate and then ways to contact me, you can visit the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And that's SalSido. And I'm always looking for topic suggestions or comments or questions about episodes, and of course stories of experiences, of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or others that you know. Always looking for those. You can either write them and get them to me that way through email or Discord, or you can let me know, and we can arrange to have you on the show, either on the Discord, which is the way I would like to do it, but if not, then we can work out other ways as well. So, I believe that covers that. So, I started out with my experiences first. I didn't really think of connecting them to the books I read, really, until much later. But I started reading Stephen King probably earlier than I should have. But he was really the first horror of any kind that I got into. And so that's where I started with that. I started with his earlier books, and but some of my favorite stories of his are more, I guess you could say, ghost-like in ways, but then they're different as well. I always thought that The Shining, the book, I never actually saw the movies, but The Shining, the book, was really interesting in all the activity that they had there. I mean, they had in this hotel that the family and the story ended up staying in, there was, if you think about it, there was sightings of basically, even if it was just one character seeing things and then, but then no one else at the time seeing the same thing, basically visions of the past, possibly. I didn't really look into any of this to prepare for tonight, but just the idea of haunted houses and haunted places, that book definitely. Again, like I said, there's more to it. There's the abilities of the boy, Danny, in that book, which I think sometimes if you have a person like that that is sensitive to things, and then you put them in an environment like that where people start noticing strange feelings or just odd things in general. In other words, a place that could be haunted. I can see how that could ramp up activity. Of course, since it's a book and everything, and it's more of a horror book, things get more extreme than just your usual bumps here, bangs there, shadows here, that kind of thing. But I thought that was an interesting book. Another one that kind of deals with ghosts in a way is Bag of Bones. It's a more recent book. But in that one, the main character loses a loved one. Basically, they're becomes a widow. And they start having experiences on the property, their vacation or their summer property, and that could be leaning towards it being the spirit of the character's wife, or there's also other things that happen that aren't her, probably. And that's how that whole story starts. It's a good book. I used to listen to that one like once every year for a while, just because I like that book so much. I haven't listened to it in a while now because I've been busy with this, but yeah, I used to listen to that one a lot. So but yeah, so I've always been drawn to more of the ghost stuff. Another author that I liked, another series I liked, excuse me, was the Odd Thomas series by Dean Koontz. They took that. That's another one where it's more almost like a mix of paranormal with some action adventure mystery kind of stuff. But the main character basically can see spirits. But in that, I guess you could say that fictional universe, the spirits can't talk to him. They can appear and they can look as solid as anyone else, but they can't actually talk to anyone. Or at least not to him. And that whole series, I mean, there's a couple books in there that are maybe not as good as the others, but overall I really enjoyed that series, just because of the whole connection to the paranormal. It's really interesting because these spirits basically in various ways get draw the main character into situations, you know, that are good for action, mystery, kind of. I guess they'd just be action books, in a way. But, yeah, I like that series a lot. And also, just for anyone that likes audiobooks, they use the same narrator for the entire series. There was one book that was like it was a shorter book, and they had one section where there was like another narrator for a little bit, but they were reading from another character's perspective, so it would kind of fit. But I really found that made a difference in listening to that series. So, but yeah, very interesting series overall. Dealt with kind of the mysteries of what happens after we die, you know, after basically our bodies die. It basically does suggest that we do, we're still around in one form or another, and whether we stay here or not. So, I like that series a lot. So, but yeah, Stephen King was definitely my main go-to for books for a long time. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what other books I read of his I really liked. Might not be so much in the ghost category, but, I liked a lot of the books in the Dark Tower series. they really, that series is like a mix of a lot of things. It's a mix of fantasy and Western and science fiction. Excuse me. And sci-fi. It has elements of all those things in it. And almost in a way, too, of like, you can almost say mythology, or just, I don't even know how to describe it. A lot of that series, the point of that series is the idea of almost like the power of a story. And the idea that people that, and again, I've mentioned this before, not sure if I've mentioned it in my show so much, but other shows I've been on. The idea that when people that are creative, when writers or artists make things, they're not always necessarily, maybe sometimes in some cases they might be tuning into other dimensions or realities and almost in a way reporting what they see there. That's an element of that series that I thought was interesting. And that series really does have all different kinds of paranormal beings in it. From what you could consider ghosts to vampires to just all different kinds of things. The characters, that's the one thing in that series. The characters are really well done overall. So I'd recommend that anyone check that series out. I've heard that a lot of people either really like it or don't like it at all, so I guess check it out and see how it goes for you. If you don't like it, then that's okay. That's one of those series that's I think that just is that way. Another thing I liked about Stephen King's books that I found out about years later is how so many of them are connected. There's basically a whole fictional, not even one universe, but like a multiverse that connects a lot of these books of his. And so I won't get into a lot of details of that because that would be possibly spoilers, but still very interesting. So, what other books that I like? Insomnia. I kind of like that one because I deal with that sometimes myself. And that's another one of those books that kind of talks about the nature of reality and there being different planes of reality where it's still the world is you don't go to different worlds necessarily, you there are different levels of awareness almost. I'm not even describing it very well here, but that book deals with that and part of how the main character ends up dealing with all these different dimensions or whatever you want to call them is because he is unable to sleep, which is part of the title. And so that's how that book starts. And it's, again, it's another one of those, it's really interesting. And it does have connections, like I said, to other books. So, I really like that. I've been writing now for fiction now, on and off, for many years. And I've always liked trying to do that with my own stories when possible, whenever possible. And I'll talk a little bit about my own work at the end of this show, just for people that don't know. Go into that a little bit. But, so Stephen King, Dean Koontz, I've read some of, another one, and this goes back further, but another author that really found interesting, especially some of his short stories, of course, is Edgar Allan Poe. Just really interesting the subjects and the and that all of his stories aren't even always necessarily paranormal, but just the way he writes is it's very atmospheric, very gives off a eerie vibes, I guess you could say, even in the non paranormal stories. So I think one of my favorites of his was the Fall of the House of Usher, because of how that one goes. Again, I it's hard to talk a lot about fiction, although I guess with that one that is a little ways back, but and I don't even remember all the details now, but basically it's about this man that goes to visit a friend at his house after the owner of this house is, I think it was his sister had passed. And he's basically now the last, I believe the last person left in that family. And it's just very, again, the suspense and everything is just very well done. As to what happens with that story. So, definitely recommend that. Someone I'm excited to get into now that I never did before. Some of you know this from talking on other servers. I'm just now starting to get into H.P. Lovecraft. And I really like his style, writing style. As well. So, looking forward. I just, the other day, bought an audiobook. It's basically his, all of his fiction, and it's like almost 48 hours long. It's like 47 hours long. And, so it's gonna take me a long time to finish that one, obviously. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one. So. But I think now I'll move from books to TV and movies. Going back to the idea of like ghost or haunted house stories, there is this one Stephen King special that I really liked, and it's called Rose Red. Gets extreme. It's really not all that realistic with the overall except we're in extreme cases, I guess you could say. But it's just like a haunted house to the extreme, just the things that happen in that movie are very interesting. But yeah, I like that one. I thought the premise of it was interesting, the idea of basically a college, I think a professor, going to this house with a group of people who are have various abilities to do with, like, basically sensitivities to spirits and energy, and some are psychic and all those kind of different things. And this professor takes all these people to this house. Doesn't really say exactly why, but it's kind of, that's the story, is of all these people in this house and staying over and trying to collect evidence of paranormal activity there. And so it was an interesting idea for a story. I'm thinking here. What else? I did like, there is a movie I liked years ago, some years ago now. It's called What Lies Beneath. And That actually has a couple of major stars in it. Harrison Ford. And I think it's Michelle Pfeiffer, I believe. I kind of didn't really... I mean, I recognize Harrison Ford, but I'm not always the best with recognizing actresses and actors by their appearances. So I didn't really know about Michelle Pfeiffer, but yeah, that was an interesting movie. It dealt with a ghost and a haunting in a house, and it definitely it ramped up, but I don't even know necessarily if it was over the top with that one. I don't feel like it was too much. So I like that movie just for that fact. But and obviously I won't say what it is, but it has an interesting twist in it that I was not expecting. So recommend that one for sure. Another one that is really well known, obviously, is The Sixth Sense. Now, again, what I like about that one is that the activity, the paranormal things that happen in that movie, they're things that people report in their stories of their experiences. There's not really anything that I can think of offhand that happens that is that extreme, that is typical of Hollywood horror movies. So I really liked that movie, and I didn't realize how significant it was, or how close to that was to, like I said, more common paranormal activity happening at places until years later. I saw it, I think, when I was late teenager, early 20s, maybe, I believe. And, so I just thought it was a good movie, and but I hadn't really gotten into looking into all this stuff as it happens to people yet at that point, so I hadn't really realized it before. But I liked that one a lot, and that one does have and that one is one of those movies you can. And I heard this about it after the fact, that you kind of, Vicky says it has a strange twist at the end. I would almost say that you need to watch it twice to maybe get everything. Maybe not, but I know I had to. Once I kind of figured some things out watching it the first time, as I was watching it, made the second viewing really interesting because of that. So, but yeah, and the acting I thought was really good. And the effects and the way, just the way the characters acted, their reactions to things there. It felt fairly realistic in that way too. So, I like that movie a lot. So I did mention that I would talk a little bit about my fiction, my own writing. Like I said, I've been writing on and off since I was in school, in high school, maybe even middle school. And I started out mainly with science fiction, and I'm still working on a science fiction series that my cousin and I had an idea for when we were kids. But getting to the paranormal side of things, there was at one point, after listening to so many podcasts and finding and reading so many stories of people's experiences, I realized I wanted to try writing paranormal fiction. But I wanted it to be different, and so what I did, because it was easier for me, was I wrote, I guess you could say, paranormal stories in science fiction or futuristic settings. With the two books that I wrote in that category, I will. I didn't think to do this before, but I'll put the links in the chat and in the episode description. After I'm done with this, but so the first book I wrote in this kind of, I don't even know if it's the genre yet that people write in or not, but the first one I wrote like that was, they're published. Just responding to the chat here. Yeah, they're published, and they're on Amazon. So, but the first one I wrote kind of actually stemmed from two things. First thing was my experience that I experiences I had in this apartment. That I've detailed in other episodes of the podcast and on other shows, with what basically the spirit of a young girl. And so that kind of stemmed from that, but also I had this. I thought about basically what I wanted to do was write a book about what would happen if a spirit just appeared to a group of paranormal investigators and was able to stay there and to confirm, you know, yes, this is real, I'm real. But then also, if they did that, why would they do that? I felt like there would have to be a major reason for them to do that. And so that's kind of where the sci-fi aspect came in. So I had this happen in this story, this group of investigators. They went to a historic site where this basically a former dictator of this planet. It's like the planet colonized by humans far in the future. So there's people there, but it's not really Earth. And I don't ever really get into naming the planet because it's not really about. It's not really, the scale is not that big. But the idea is that this mansion used to be the home to this dictator and his family. Basically, this general in that world's military that took over. And the only way that anyone was able to get to him to basically take him out was to fill the mansion with poison gas. And unfortunately, and this is fiction. This is, you know, dark stuff, kind of. Unfortunately, when it happened, you know, it did kill him, but it also killed the family, his family, including his wife and his daughter. Now, fast forward in this, you know, to the present in this story, and the story begins with this team of investigators at this mansion, and they're checking it all out, and a little girl, not little, but young girl, materializes in the basement and stays there. And it turns out this is the daughter of that general. And she's come to the physical realm, or the regular, I guess, universe, however you want to call it, with a warning about something that could destroy the planet, both in the physical and spiritual planes. And so that's how that story starts. And it's a mix of, like I said, sci-fi action with the paranormal involved in it. And that one is called The Red Lake Entity. And it was a lot of fun to write. I've toyed with the idea of doing a sequel, but I just I like the idea of doing a sequel, but I haven't felt drawn to it enough to do that yet. But yeah, so that was that book. And the main reason I write isn't even so much to publish or to make a lot of money on my books, which that hasn't happened yet, which is okay, but maybe someday, you never know. But the main reason I write is because I enjoy it. And I don't claim to be great at it, but I enjoy the process. Mostly. It can get a little bit frustrating at times. But anyway, so I had a lot of fun writing that one. The other book that I did in that kind of same kind of vein was it's called From Unknown. And that one is also, like I said, it's a paranormal science fiction book. It starts out with the two major companies on this other planet. Again, it's a planet settled by people going to war with each other. And there's this one town that gets caught in the middle. And so everyone in this town is evacuated, not out of the town, but to an underground, almost like a underground bunker city kind of thing. And of course, you know, not everyone makes it in there. That's how the book starts, with everyone trying to get in. And one of this city's council members, following him and his family. And so they all get into this underground city and start to establish order and everything. But then reports start coming in of these weird, like, fingerprint-shaped marks appearing on the back of a person's neck. Just one here, one there, just every so often. And no one can figure out what's happening. And whenever one of these people sees another one of these people that has that mark, they are basically taken over by this urge to kill that person. And so all this is happening while this city is trying to rebuild and but also wait out this battle that's going on above ground. And when eventually it comes out that there is something behind this, and the people in this underground city have to deal with it. And I think that's where I'll leave that one, because saying much more would kind of ruin it. So those are the two books that I have available on Amazon that are fiction right now. I have others that are either much lesser quality that are just science fiction, or one that I've taken off of, well, not off, but it's not available right now because I'm going to eventually re-release it, because I've been working on the other books in this series, and so I'm going to add to this first book and re-release it. But anyway, and I do have two non-fiction books out, and about the paranormal. The first one is called The Darkness Rises: Real Life Accounts of the Supernatural, and that one has a few of my experiences that I've talked about here on the show before, along with stories of experiences from other people that I met online that are writers as well. And so it's a book of basically, it's basically a true ghost story book, paranormal experience book. And that was fun to make. The other one I have is, it's called The Darkness Rises: paranormal articles. And that one is a collection of some articles that I wrote over the course of about 2 years on different haunted places around, I think mostly the U.S., and then just other aspects of the paranormal. And I put them all together into that book and published that one. That was before I ever thought about doing a podcast, so I was really still focused on writing at that point. So, but yeah, so I've definitely always been interested in writing and in paranormal and in fiction and nonfiction. And, so yeah, that's basically it for today. I just wanted to go over some of my favorite stuff in the world of fiction. I'm sure there's stuff I forgot, but I think we've made it to the good point here to stop. And then of course, how it inspired me to make my own, to do my own work with in writing. And then eventually, I guess you could say, in this podcast as well. So, if you look up my name, which is James Salcedo, on Amazon, you can find, should be able to find everything there. And, but also, if you, you can check out the books that are there, and if you ever want to buy a book, with my signature on it, basically a signed copy, you can let me know, and then we can work out a way for you to, I guess, probably maybe like PayPal the money. Excuse me. Send me the money online, and then I can send you the book through the mail or something like that. I guess we could also do everything through the regular mail, but anyway, just in case anyone does want a signed copy of anything, we can work that out. Hopefully everyone likes this episode. Like I said, I didn't plan on doing this before, but it just kind of happened that way today. So, as always, thank you all for being here. I do plan on getting back to True Ghost Stories from the Web tomorrow night. We'll see how it goes. If not, I will obviously let everyone know what I'm going to do instead if that happens, if I have to change plans. So, but hopefully I won't have to. But, and then I'll put links and everything in the episode description and in the chat once I'm done here. So, thank you all for being here. And have a good night.